If you were going to a far land, how would you prepare yourself? We are speaking about that because since your world is changing so much, you will find yourself in situations where you feel that you have gone to a far land. So many things have changed. The landscape is not the same. And you are looking at what you are going to do and looking at yourself differently. And that difference has everything to do with your own path, with who you are and what you are here to do. And when you hold that as the unchanging path, even while the path of the world is changing moment to moment, you are doing the correct thing. It is like, I am in this far land, whatever that might be, but I am who I am. My gifts are my gifts, and the things that I love are the things that I love. And so when you are dealing with your world, remember to keep your center and to keep your identity, to keep your knowledge of who you are intact, because you cannot always trust the world around you to move in. What we are seeing now is that it is difficult to see the world moving in a predictable way, because on so many fronts, it is not moving in a predictable way. So what you must be able to predict is who you are, is who you are. And what you are and what you love and how you want the walk on your path to be, no matter what land you're in, a near one or a far one. That centering with the universe is possibly the most important skill you can have for the time that we are in. That is the skill that you are going to need in more than one situation. So, honoring of who you are and where you are, and remembering that whatever is happening on the ground around you, that is not disturbing to the universe. The universe is able to know you and hold you and direct you. And that is the thing you most want to remember in this time. So begin to breathe in the blue of peace, which is all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the heart of the earth come up and into your root center. Let that energy wash your root. Move into your second center. Wash that clean of judgment and shame. Into the solar plexus. Wash that free of anything you might be carrying that you wish to move past. Wash the heart. Nourish the garden in your heart so that the things that you love are growing. Wash the throat center so the communication that knows you and honors you is at work. Wash as the third eye so you do not doubt your intuitive knowledge. You do not doubt what you know. Wash through and upward and wash the crown so that it opens wide, wide for you to move up out of your body into the night sky. A light among lights. See that a path in the sky opens to you. And see the gates that open to let you step onto the path. And with no effort, let the path bring you upward. And know that the air you are breathing is full of blessings. So with every breath you take, you draw into your being something that was designed for your good. And come a bit higher until you come to the place where your teacher waits for you. When you've spoken with your teacher, allow your teacher to give you a gift. resting your mind, know the gift. Thank the teacher who's come to be here with you and take your gift, coming back down the path, breathing in blessing, coming through the open door to the freedom of the universe, and move in the universe any way that you choose to do. Come to the space above the circle, and as a gift, find a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, come into your body, breathe into your body to balance and to ground, and open your eyes.